I guess not good.
Not good?
Yeah, not good. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Timeline or anything you want to share or no?
No, I think we'll know what direction we're going to go, when we need to.
IR consideration?
We'll see. I'm not going to sit here and speculate.
Okay. You head into the bye week, and I'm sure you're thinking about a lot of things that's already taken place. Week two, you guys scored a lot of points. How do you get back to that and not rely so much on field goals?
Well, playing good football, it's a product of execution. We're planning and execution go hand in hand, and we've had a couple of really good moments, and then we've had some other moments where it hasn't been as good, and we're looking for more of those. No problem. We're looking for more, obviously.
Good moments.
More good moments, and we're hard at work, looking to get that.
Coach, you talked about self-scouting the other day. As you go through this process, the first 5 weeks of the season, what are some of the things that you're most encouraged about? What are some of the week-to-week changes that you've seen that have been bright spots for you?
Well, when you look at the tape, in all three phases, you've seen, I would say, spurts of really good play. You see spurts of, drives being put together, really, great execution, timing, the rhythm, those things offensively taking place. Special teams wise, you see some situations where we're really impacting the game. Our punt coverage, our punt and punt coverage, in this past game was as good as, it was excellent. That's what you're looking for, right? So we've seen spurts of play like that. Defensively, we were really good on third down in this past ball game. So those kind of things are, bright spots or spurts of really good play that you need to start to sustain. And as a football team, you learn how to do it right first, and you learn how to sustain that effort and sustain that production. And that's what we're after. We're looking for, a more consistent team, a team that, will continue to grind through certain situations. And there is always going to be naturally an ebb and flow. It's a football game against other players and coaches that work hard to prepare to come attack you. So you're not going to get it where it's on all the time and you're just, dominating. This is the NFL. You're not playing a small college that you should roll over. You're playing really good competition every week, and we're just looking to sustain more of that, really good effort.
What are some of the glaring areas that you feel that you really need to work on? You're number two in the NFL in penalties going into this last week's game. What are some of the areas that you'd like
to support? Are we coming out of the last week's game?
Better.
Yeah. So I just want to continue to be better.
Derek's had, some really good spurts in a couple plays. I'm sure he'd like that.
Yeah.
How do you evaluate where he's at 5 games through year two and how he's progressing?
I would say it's solid start and room for growth.
Wofford had that big play in the game. How would you assess his development? And hopefully that's the tip of the iceberg, that kind of play for him?
Yeah, no question about it. I think he's a guy that will begin to emerge more and more. I think you look at some of the young players that we've been working hard to bring along, and Mario Edwards, and Neron, and Clive, and some of these guys that have been growing here with us and developing, and we're going to count on them to be big contributors, for the remainder of the season.
With Clive's growth, what do you like the best? What have you seen the most in his growth since you first got here in camp?
Well, it's just a combination of the experience that we can get him. He's a good sized guy that is a very capable blocker, who also is a guy who has the athleticism to be a threat as a route runner. And so when you combine those things, I feel like he's got a lot of upside in terms of being a complete tight end, a guy that can do a little bit of both. So good to see him, getting more involved, and we'll continue to look for ways to do that.
Talk about the young guys. Cristiano, I think, got a chance to play yet. How has his progress been?
Yeah, he's getting better. He's getting better. And, it's numbers. It's always it's numbers. And he's doing a pretty good job of developing, kind of behind the scenes right now.
You said in the past that there's no such thing as perfect football, but last season the team started 0-10. Do you feel like you're turning the franchise around a bit? I mean,
well, we're doing the things you need to do to become a good football team. So we're just looking to do them, more consistently, more frequently.
Talked to Latavius yesterday about getting a running game going. What do you see there, and what is it going to take to get some more productivity out of the run game?
Really, it's the timing. You're working on, double teams and being able to come off, and just some of the little nuances that make the run game go, where you do it a little bit better and it turns into an 8-yard gain instead of a 3 or 4 yard gain. Give your backs opportunities to get through the hole clean and then make a safety miss, and it goes bigger than that. And that's what you're after, creating the space and the opportunity for our backs who we think are talented. So, we've had some examples where we've done it pretty well, and then, we haven't been quite as good as we look to be. I think the encouraging thing is we converted enough on third down to have enough opportunities. If you're getting 25, 26 runs in a game, you're getting a decent amount of opportunities to run it. So that's a positive. I think the first game was the one game where really the score got away, and it was hard to get the run game going from that standpoint.
It seems like you've gotten a lot better week after week after week in short yardage situations. It seemed like the Cincinnati game, the Baltimore game, you kind of got stuffed in those short yardage situations. But you've converted a lot the last few weeks. What do you attribute that to?
Just work and execution. I mean, guys going in, putting a plan together, executing it well on Sunday, and it looks better when you do that.
What's your message been on turnovers? The last two games were crucial turnovers.
Yeah, my message on turnovers is very consistent. We want to force them, and we don't want to give them away.
In terms of personnel, staff's done a nice job of giving guys a shot, but if it's not working out, not being stubborn, something you preach to the players, like there's a short window of opportunity in terms of getting your shot?
No, I don't really talk in those terms. I think for us, we're going to make it competitive all the time. We're going to look for results. When you play well, you're going to play more. And, and that's really how we've approached it.
It seems like this defense has evolved some with the guys that you're using, some of the looks that you're seeing. The staff, you think that you're starting to kind of find individual player strengths as you go through the year? It seems like the staff has been very kind of open to tinkering with things as the season's going on.
Yeah, we're gonna work hard to put a plan together to utilize the guys we have and the things they can do, and try and minimize the things that they're not going to do real well. And I think that's imperative for a staff to utilize the talent available to us.
Tywan Jones back in practice today. How excited are you to see him back in mix?
Yeah, it was good to have him back out. You know how I feel about injuries. I don't like to spend a whole lot of time talking about it. Where guys are able to get back and contribute, we're excited to have them back. And, other guys that are banged up and are healing, then we just, encourage them to do their best and get back as quickly as possible.
Once you get Tywan back, and you've seen some other guys with opportunities, I know the Tavis has been banged up. But in your ideal world going forward, trending more toward committee, or would you
I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about that type of thing. We feel like we have a good backfield. Latavius is our lead guy, and I think he's productive. I think he's a good player. But we like all of our backs, so we're not afraid to play any of them.